This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators are poring over the scene of a horrific crash in upstate New York on Saturday that left 20 people dead.
Throughout the next few days, NTSB investigators will work on scene to thoroughly document the scene and to gather what we call the perishable evidence, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
NTSB Chief Robert Sumwalt there saying there's no indication yet why the limo driver who was taking people to a birthday party sped through that intersection. Florida's preparing for Tropical Storm Michael. It could in fact be a hurricane when it hits Florida, probably on Wednesday. 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush, Barbara Bush, has been married to screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Brett Kavanaugh taking his place in the nation's highest court after a contentious confirmation battle that ended Saturday. He was sworn in then, but there's going to be another ceremonial swearing in this evening at the White House. Meanwhile, the Senate now has to mend after that brutal battle to get him confirmed.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told CBS's Face the Nation there has been bipartisan agreement on such things as opioid legislation and extending the FAA.
We've also done appropriations better on a bipartisan basis than any time since the 1990s. So the notion that the Senate is somehow broken over this is simply inaccurate.
That report from USA Radio's Wendy King. Another Facebook hoax is making the rounds. The latest involves users thinking their accounts have been cloned with a message saying the cloned account has been making friend requests. Don't believe it. It's not for real. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An engine fire that forced a JetBlue flight to return to the gate at McCarran International Airport in Las Vegas is under investigation. The incident happened yesterday on the flight that was heading from Vegas to Boston. Nobody was injured. Chicago police are looking for a killer, releasing a surveillance video of a masked man with a unique gait who executed two people in Rogers Park. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
This shooter lives within this neighborhood or in a very close proximity.
73-year-old Douglas Watts was out walking his dog when the man in a dark tracksuit shot him in the head.
The guy was such a nice guy.
He could barely walk. I mean, what kind of enemies can he have?
Just one day later, 24-year-old Aliyahu Moskowitz was killed along the lakefront path just a few blocks away. He was also shot in the head.
One of the distinctive things about him is his walk and his run, where his feet point out pretty significantly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX has successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing, as yesterday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad not far from the site. All of the other landings have occurred out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we do. That's how we roll. We're doing it for you, ladies and gentlemen. Get this country back on track. Man, I'll tell you, what a display the last couple of weeks. And, hey, we got a lot of work to do, so we got to stay busy. I'm Bill Martinez. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bruce Kaufman joins us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill, and happy Columbus Day to you and all of your listeners.
Yes, happy Columbus Day for those of us who still want to hold it. Columbus, Ohio, though, their namesake, they said, we're not celebrating Columbus Day. I mean, but that's a whole nother deal. I do want to say on a happy note before we get into, because last we talked, we were discussing, you know, the Kavanaugh confirmation, and I had a lot of crazy friends here in Florida that had a beer party celebration where they threw ice and talked about flatulence just for fun, just to honor and commemorate the vote.
Okay, that's great. That is hysterical.
Well, these guys, you know, they're characters, you know, so and they're golfers, so that should tell you everything you know on top of that. But I was really surprised. I mean, I know the movement has been, you and I have been talking about this for years, moving away from honoring Columbus Day. You know, the Italians took away spaghetti for everybody for a couple of weeks, you know, just to boycott, some of the, desire to rewrite history here. But, the fact of the matter is Columbus says Columbus, Ohio, their namesake, going, no, we're not participating in it.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Well, you know, for one thing, it's absolutely exaggerated that Columbus was some kind of racist genocide. He was not. Mm-hmm. He was, after he landed in the New World, he did bring back six Indians. Well, he called them Indians because he thought he was in India. That's... He was a little bit confused as to where he was.
This, ladies and gentlemen, this is before GPS, okay? Just
right.
So you understand the context here.
Okay.
Yes.
So he brought six Indians or Native Americans or whatever you want to call them back to Europe, and they became slaves for a while. But then five of them actually went back to the New World, and one of them said, "No, you know what? I like living in Spain better than I like living in the New World," and he stayed. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that slavery was pervasive all around the world. And 1492, at the end of the 15th century. So we had America here. The first slaves came to America, to Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619. How they got here? White European slave traders made deal with African leaders of tribes that had defeated other African tribes and turned the losers into slaves.
Hello, this is what happens, right? You know, losers became slaves. That's the history of man.
Yeah, that's the history of man. And so, you know, so we had the slave trade in Africa. There were willing African participants in that slave trade. The leaders of the tribes that had defeated the other tribes, enslaved those other tribes, and were perfectly happy selling men and women as slaves to white European slave traders who shipped them across the Atlantic Ocean to the New World or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so the other thing is that people forget here in the rewrite of history, Bruce, was why Columbus, you know, was looking for India and what his intent, what was his manifesto in his own mind of what he was trying to do. It was a spiritual nature, as I read, was it not?
It was partly a spiritual nature, but there was also the fact that the European traders, the European leaders, all thought that Asia was a terrific market. Mm-hmm. They thought that there were a lot of products that the Asian countries, China, India, were making that would really please European customers. So they were all looking for a quick way to get to the Far East, to East Asia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fastest way was a trade route, a land route through Egypt and the Red Sea, but the Ottoman Empire controlled that area and wouldn't let the land traders go through there. So everybody was looking for a sea route, including Columbus.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that, you know, that the myth is that everybody thought the world was flat and Columbus knew it was round. That's not
true. Yeah, I was going to say that was the other deal. I mean, here's this guy. He's, you know, he ends up with some Spanish money because he's looking for investors. The Spanish go, okay, hey, we'll give you some bucks. We'll underwrite the journey. But meanwhile, you know, part of them are thinking, hey, are we putting our money in a good spot here? I mean, the earth is flat here. And if it's flat, there goes Columbus. Ocean blue over the end, and he's right, gone, and right. Along with our money.
But that wasn't true. Most people knew the world was round because the argument was over how big the world was, mm-hmm. What was the size of this round world. And Columbus was actually wrong in thinking that the world was smaller than it was. And so he's looking at the Atlantic Ocean, and he's thinking, okay, across that Atlantic Ocean is Asia, is India, and China. Mm-hmm. No one even knew. No one had navigated the Pacific Ocean. That didn't happen until Magellan 30 years later.
Right.
So Columbus is looking at his map and saying, that's the Atlantic Ocean, this ocean across to the New World, that's not a big deal, which it was not. Mm-hmm. So off he went, thinking he was heading to the Far East when he discovered the New World.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, that's back in the days when, you know, you got your directional by sticking your thumb up in the air, right? You went down, stuck it up, and said, okay.
No, actually, you got your directions from looking at the stars.
Okay, all right, okay. I'm teasing,
pretty
of course.
Pretty good at that, actually.
Hey, just having some fun here. I mean, if we're going to rewrite history, we might as well get crazy, I guess. But, you know, this is what's going on. You know, I think it was Alan Dershowitz said, you know, the challenge we have today is you've got all this campus politics that's entered the mainstream of America. And, you know, our kids come home. You know, we got Thanksgiving just around the corner. And for, you know, those families that have freshmen in college campuses, they're ready for they better get ready for a rude awakening because their kids are going to come back for Thanksgiving fully indoctrinated in the new political system of our government, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so there we go. Anyway, so Columbus, the column that I wrote this week, I just want to mention real quick, was about why are we not called the United States of Columbia? Columbus was the first guy to discover the New World. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason is because there was another Italian explorer. His name was Amerigo Vespucci. He discovered the New World 8 years after Columbus. But back then, all sea captains wrote diaries. They had diaries, and they recorded their life in their diaries. It was expected of sea captains to write a diary about your trip. So Columbus wrote his diary, and it was, to be honest, it was boring. He wrote about the routine of ship life. When they landed in a new world or they landed in a new territory, he would record what the plants and the animals look like. Vespucci, on the other hand, his diaries recorded the behavior of the indigenous people he met, including their mating habits.
Well, he was a romantic.
Right.
I mean, a total romantic. I mean, you know, it's like Harlequin novels, you know, come across the ocean blue, and here it is.
Right. So as you might expect, when they went back, their diaries were published in book form and sold. And as you might expect, Vespucci's diaries were more popular than Columbus's. So one of the guys who read Vespucci's diaries, who had never heard of Columbus, he thought, okay, this guy discovered the New World. Mm-hmm. And so he was a map maker. His name was Martin Woodsmuller. He was a German map maker, and he published a book. in which, in honor of Vespucci, he included the new continents, North and South continents of the New World. He named them North and South America after Vespucci, not Columbus. He'd never heard of Columbus. And the name stuck, and the rest is history.
Once again, proving that sex sells, right?
Pretty much.
A lot hasn't changed. I don't care how much ice you throw around. It still sells, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Bruce Kaufman with us talking about Columbus Day. And, of course, well, there's more on the docket, so stay with us. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
I am not alone. I am not alone.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. I like what Stephen Hawking had to say. You know, the greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Bruce, that seems so appropriate today, you know, with what we're dealing with, you know, with, you know, campus radical culture, you know, invading the mainstream. Certainly we saw that in display the last couple of weeks during the Kavanaugh hearings. But we're I sense we find ourselves fighting for the very soul of this country anymore.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Bill. And you know, and college campuses, by the way, colleges is where we're supposed to be educating our future leaders. And what is happening now, as you mentioned, we are, the problem I have with this whole movement is, you know, safe spaces and labeling what is actually questioning the orthodox beliefs. That's all it's doing. They're labeling it as hate speech. They're labeling it, heresy. Mm-hmm. It is not. It is basically, all right, so a college campus decides this is the orthodox thinking, and anyone who does not fall in line with the orthodox thinking, expresses any view that is opposes the orthodox thinking, that's hate speech, that's heresy, and therefore they have to be banished. That is not how your college, that's not how your education is supposed to work.
It's pretty much Marxist, isn't it, Aunt?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. It is saying, you know, as Theodore White said, dictatorship, anything that isn't compulsory is forbidden. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and so that's sort of what's going on with the college campuses today. If you express any belief that doesn't jive with the orthodox thinking that has been established by, you know, the powers that be on campus, then you are guilty of hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I hate to tell these snowflakes, hate speech is protected by the First Amendment.
Right, exactly.
It's terrible, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, using racial epithets, putting people down, harming them, screaming at it, it's awful. But by the way, it is protected by the First Amendment. The First Amendment says freedom of speech. It doesn't say the exception is hate speech. Mm-hmm. The exception is racial epithets. They're wrong, they're un-American, but they are protected.
But, you know, on one hand, Bruce, this might be a healthy thing because it's going to, as they say, woke up the, you know, conservatives across this country to realize, hey, you can't take conservatism for granted. I mean, we've seen the encroachment over the decades, and here it is. It seems to be coming back, you know, a little bit more towards conservatives, especially with this latest confirmation. But we've got a long ways to go. I mean, you know, we've got our kids being indoctrinated in these universities at, you know, $50,000, $70,000 a year, thank you very much.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, well, wait a minute, we're raising little Marxists here. And I hate to be that cruel about it, but I guess, you know, I'm saying it kind of nicely compared to what they would be doing, you know, at me. They'd be shouting me down and, you know, trying to influence my thinking that I would crumble and, you know, find myself in the fetal position acquiescing to, you know, their insanity. And this is what I was concerned about, which was on display, whether it was the senators. And I appreciate, you know, Senator McConnell saying, look, the Senate is not going to be bullied. And, you know, the left was really, I mean, this is what they were doing, bullying. But God forbid that, you know, the conservatives would bully back. I mean, you know, whether it was Orrin Hatch or even, you know, Lindsey Graham going, well, boo-hoo to you, too, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, that's what you learn in kindergarten, in the sandlot of life, you know, the sandbox of life in kindergarten is right away you learn you better bully a bully back. If not, you're going to be beholden to that bully. And that's what they're liking, you know, tearing up college campuses, creating all this havoc and everything. And, you know, we talk about the snowflakes, but sometimes I wonder if mainstream America, if they weren't getting too soft themselves and just allowing to be overrun here, you know, because the detriment is dire, Bruce. If conservatives, you know, kick back and find themselves in the fetal position and they don't defend the values and virtues of this great American experiment, I mean, we are in serious trouble here. I mean, let's have a debate. And, you know, hey, if they don't want it, if they don't want to have the debate, then, you know, we'll continue to aggressively demonstrate our desires in the ballot box. And Republicans, people of conservative ilk, they have got to come out in numbers responding, you know, to the kind of energy that is there on the left that would want us to move more in a socialist communist direction.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things about the Kavanaugh hearings that I think is a positive is that I think that what you just mentioned, I think conservative mainstream Republicans looked at the treatment that Brett Kavanaugh had to endure in those hearings, and I think that galvanized them. We're all hearing that the Democrats are energized and galvanized because of those hearings, because of the Me Too women angry that this guy who is a sexual predator is on the court when there's absolutely no proof he was. Mm-hmm. But I think that the Republicans are angry, too, at the way he was treated. And I think that they're going to, I think that there's a real good chance they're going to be just as energized in the midterms elections as the Democrats were. You talk about Mitch McConnell. Here's one of his quotes from the post-Kavanaugh hearings. It's been a great political gift for us. The tactics have energized our base. I want to thank the mob because they've done the one thing we were having trouble doing, which was energizing our base.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the other thing, too, Bruce, I take grave exception to the liberal media and opiners that suggest that, women are a monolith and they are in record numbers, supporting this kind of activity. I mean, women get it. I mean, their husbands are going to work. They see, and then they themselves are going to work and they see the increasing opportunities that have occurred under this administration. It wasn't that long ago where, all their ideas were oppressed. They were working, three jobs to replace the one they lost. Healthcare was, down the toilet. Forget about keeping your doctor. All the lies that, Barack Obama, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and you're saying, oh, okay, that was so good and we miss it so much. We can't wait to have her hand on the gavel once again in the House of Representatives. And what kind of positive ideas and policies are they presenting? They're just saying, hey, we're going to resist all the more. We're going to go into impeachment on steroids and really hold up this government. Oh, we can't wait to have them driving the bus one more time, can we?
Yeah, really. Yeah. And by the way, there's this whole idea of impeaching Kavanaugh or Trump to me is absolutely ridiculous. You're not going to be.
You don't have the numbers.
Okay, so two presidents have been impeached in our lifetime, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, but they weren't convicted. Okay,
right.
Impeachment is basically indictment.
Yes.
Conviction is in the Senate. You need two-thirds of the Senate to vote for it. And, as you and I have discussed before, Bill Clinton legally, he should have been impeached. He should have been convicted because he broke two federal laws. He lied in front of a grand jury and he obstructed justice. But the American people, and I agreed with him, did not think that lying and obstructing justice to cover up an affair with a White House intern rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. The Founding Fathers made the impeachment process a political process because if you're going to remove the President of the United States, you want the people to be behind that movement, not a bunch of judges.
Exactly. In some cases, I think the court of public opinion has a place. But in this particular case that we saw on display was out of control, due process thrown out the window. And look at after everything is all said and done, according to Dr. Ford's attorneys, Bruce, she's not going to pursue this. She just wants to go away, go back into oblivion, if that's a possible. But I'm saying, look at if you really believe that you were violated and you were 100% sure it was Brett Kavanaugh, why aren't you going to the local authorities and pleading your case?
Yeah, I saw that too. I think she's just so tired of this. As she said, I knew this was going to be tough. I had no idea it was going to be this tough. I think she's just, and with her, I also think, and I think that it's possible that in looking at Kavanaugh, she thought maybe she believes that he did, but she now believes, okay, this is a good person. This all happened 36 years ago. And ever since he left college, he has been an ideal person, both professionally, personally, in terms of how he gets along with people, how he does his job. So, now, I'm thinking maybe she now has a respect for the guy, and she's decided, okay, I've said my piece. Let's leave well enough alone. He's on the court. Let's see what he can do.
I'll say, barring this, all this episode, I would have seen him as a chief justice down the road. But I think Neil Gorsuch may assume that position before he does because of, the compromised innuendo that was thrust upon him. This is going to be tough for him to overcome. But he is a Supreme Court justice now.
He is, and I know you and I are happy about that, Bill.
Yeah, very much so. Bruce Kaufman, thank you so much, as always. Bruce, where can they go for more information really quick?
HistoryLessons.net. My one-word plural, HistoryLessons.net. That's my website.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal investigators are poring over the scene of a horrific crash in upstate New York on Saturday that left 20 people dead.
Throughout the next few days, NTSB investigators will work on scene to thoroughly document the scene and to gather what we call the perishable evidence, the information that goes away with the passage of time.
NTSB Chief Robert Sumwalt there saying there's no indication yet why the limo driver who was taking people to a birthday party sped through that intersection. Florida's preparing for Tropical Storm Michael. It could in fact be a hurricane when it hits Florida, probably on Wednesday. 36-year-old daughter of President George W. Bush, Barbara Bush, has been married to screenwriter Craig Coyne at a secret ceremony yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here, as always. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. The unemployment rate for people with disabilities is more than twice the national average, with historically low unemployment rates among the general population. People with disabilities have more opportunities than ever to join the workforce. Historically, people with disabilities have had to navigate a world that is not built for them. However, their life hacks have changed the world, inspiring everything from developing touch screens to shaping the way we think about the universe and ourselves. When people with disabilities have a real seat at the table, the innovations they introduce are beneficial to everyone inside and outside of the workplace. And here to talk more about this is David Cherna with No Barriers. He's the USA Executive Director out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kathy Martinez, Wells Fargo Disability and Accessibility
strategy manager and former assistant secretary of the U.S. Department of Labor in San Francisco. Kathy and David, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. We're doing well.
Well, great to have you with us. David, tell us about No Barriers USA and the summit.
Yeah, well, we're here in New York City on the heels of our No Barriers Summit, which is an annual event we do with the support of Wells Fargo. We'll have 1,500 leaders joining us for the next 2 days to explore how they can unleash their full potential despite the barriers that might be in their way. And at No Barriers, we believe we're united by the fact that we can pretty much rest assured that at some point in our life, we're going to have a major barrier to face. And this event that we do brings together folks and helps them discover that what's within them is stronger than what's in their way as they go out into the world and try and do that thing that they dream to accomplish.
What do you hope that people will take away from this summit experience?
Well, a bunch of things. One is we hope they build this strong community. We call it their rope team that can support them as they go out, whether they're seeking a job and nervous about it, whether they're trying to do some new thing that they never thought was possible. We hope to inspire them to believe in themselves and to believe in what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, you've been around this for a long time, and you've seen corporations, you know, benefit largely when they hire people with disabilities. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, for a while, since really the ADA, you know, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, and then you know, there's been some other laws that have mandated that corporations look at hiring with people with disabilities. It has really changed. But the main thing to understand is that corporations are really seeing the value of hiring people with disabilities. You know, during National Disability Employment Month, I think this year, more than any other year in the history of humanity, there are, you know, private corporations lauding their work with people with disabilities and talking about how they bring people with disabilities into their culture. And at Wells Fargo, we're one of those companies that are actually making a commitment to the disability community and their allies to work or to hire people with disabilities and make our products more accessible for our customers and our team members. We really believe that people with disabilities add a lot to the workforce. As you said earlier, you know, there's a lot of innovation that comes with people with disabilities, given that the world is not, you know, constructed for us, although it's getting better. But there's just a lot of innovation and different perspectives and, you know, a different diversity dimension that people with disabilities bring.
David, how has the workplace environment changed over the years for people with disabilities?
Well, it's changed quite a bit in the positive direction. A lot of the work of the past 15, 20 years has been focused on how do we make the workplace accessible, physically accessible, whether it's adaptive technologies or ramps into doorways. And I think where we're moving now, after establishing sort of that baseline of how do we make sure that the workplace is fully accessible for anyone, is we're starting to say, how do we shift the mindset so that it is beyond just the physical accessibility of a place and the accessibility of the technology and more towards how do we unleash people's full potential? How do we help everyone realize how much each of us has to contribute? And that's a mindset shift that I think I see happening that I'm excited about.
Right.
It's less just about the law, and it's more about how we see other people, how we see our fellow human beings as equals and as capable of contributing to the world.
Do you see it that it's gotten better or has it gotten worse? Because, you know, from my perspective, I'm not dealing with a disability, but what I see around the workplace is things seem to be better.
You're right. This is Kathy speaking.
Yes, Kathy.
It has gotten better. I think there's a more acceptance. People are working longer in their lifetimes, and disability increases with age. And also, you know, when the corporate or when any business trains somebody, and let's say that person acquires a disability, the company wants that person back because they've invested so much in that person's training. And so, you know, a lot of companies are really focusing on return to work programs where people are injured or acquired a disability. Companies really want to get that person back working if at all possible. It is a business imperative, especially for companies like Wells Fargo, to really let people bring their their whole self to work, so they don't have to hide their disability if they have a non-evident disability, which most people do that are disabled. Most people do have non-evident disabilities. So, yes, it has gotten better, and there's a deeper understanding that disability is just a natural part of the human condition.
Exactly. We're talking with Kathy Martinez, Wells Fargo Disability and Accessibility Strategy Manager. She's a former Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Department of Labor in San Francisco. And David Cherna, No Barriers USA Executive Director out of Fort Collins, Colorado. And they are coming to us from New York City this morning. Kathy, being since I've got you directly here, you yourself deal with a disability. Explain that to our audience, the challenges that you faced.
Well, I was born blind, and I'm blessed to have come from a very large Latino family. I also have a sister who's blind, and we're the middle two kids of six. The challenges have been primarily externally. I was very lucky that my family expected my sister Peggy and I to, to do chores and to contribute to the family. When I got out into the world, though, I noticed that that people had low expectations. One example is when I graduated from high school, I was the Department of Rehabilitation put me into a lock factory. Well, I decided I didn't want to work in a lock factory for the rest of my life. So it took me 13 years to graduate from college, and then I began a career, and here I am. Nobody. What I tell people often, if I had listened to society, I'd be making brooms. Mm. At that time, nobody had expectations that I would be a senior vice president at a major corporation. But now, I hope I can pave the way for other people to even go higher and become president of a bank somewhere.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, we look forward to hearing that announcement. My son works for Wells Fargo, and he's a regional manager out of the desert in California. So I'm going to say, hey, keep an eye on Kathy for me. Let me know what happens with her career, because I expect to hear some great news coming from Kathy Martinez. And David Cherna, as we wrap things up, if you'd be so kind, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, they can learn more at nobarriersusa.org.
There it is, all the information you need to know. David and Kathy, thank you so much. Appreciate all the information. All the best to both of you.
Thank you so much.
You take care.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, President of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, and now you have a chance to make a difference once again. Your country needs you to fight one more time. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want to go forward or backwards in America. To be part of the decision, go to the polls and vote. Encourage your fellow vets to vote and your friends to vote. Unless you vote, you can't have a voice. We want to hear from you. The best way to do that is for you to vote. Your vote counts. You don't have to put on the old uniform to fight in this battle. All you have to do is check a box or pull a lever. Go to the polls and show your support for the Constitution and America, the country you may say is your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program. Your calls. Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Because they count, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why the midterm elections that are coming up are so important for you to get involved. This is your country. I mean, we are commanded by the essence of our U.S. Constitution to activate, be activated citizens. You cannot sit back. By sitting back, this is what allowed the elites to take over and for our country to veer away from constitutional principles. And hence, we have now an opportunity to reclaim this with this confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. But look, at midterms are here. You need to be activated. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. By that virtue of that statement, it says that look, at this is our country. This is what we make of it. So make sure you get out, you register to vote, and make sure you follow up and you vote exactly. Hey, with us right now, Bob Waloszewski from PluggedIn.com, focused on the family, director of media and culture. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey,
it was a venomous weekend.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Weekend for the box office. So
yeah, what happened?
I think We'll get to that right now.
We'll get to it right now, you know, because I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. The Gosnell film. Had a chance to see that last night.
Yeah, I've seen it too. You know, $80 million is what they say the film made. For our listeners who are like, what would that film be about?
Mm-hmm.
The quickest way to describe it is yet another superhero movie. But I would use superhero in quotes because Venom is an anti-hero. It's not, don't think Spider-Man here. Don't think Superman here. Don't even think Batman here. You know, Venom is not trying to fight crime in Gotham City. It was kind of creepy. The venomous, I mean, a little bit about it. I should probably explain it. It highlights a guy named Eddie Brock. They made a comic book about him years ago. I think Marvel's kind of at the bottom of the barrel looking for, hey, what comic books did we make that we could make a film? But hey, when you make $80 million
on a
virtually unknown character called Venom, you know that they're going to keep looking at the bottom of the barrel and say, is there anything else down there?
Right.
You know?
Well, and you got a lot of the, you know, surprisingly, I thought, you know, you had a lot of the... You know, the screens carrying, I mean, over 4,000. I mean, that's a lot of franchises jumping in saying, look, we believe that, you know, hey, we've had a great run with Marvel, so we'll just keep it going, even with this one. As though you say, it was taken from the bottom of the barrel. So a good showing there.
Yeah. It highlights the story of a guy named Eddie Brock. He's a one-time journalist, pretty much loses everything, his job, his girlfriend, even his cat. Mm-hmm. He conducts this ill-advised interview with an evil tech magnate. This evil tech magnate has captured some space aliens out in deep space, and he's put them in these capsules. Mm-hmm. One of them escapes a capsule, and it needs a host to really do its deeds, and it gets a hold of Eddie Brock and inhabits that body. Think of demon possession. Any movie you've seen or biblical account of demon possession, it kind of looks like that, only it's not a demon, it's a space alien. And so it's sometimes you see more of the space alien, and that's Venom, and then sometimes you see a little bit more of Eddie Brock. He's a little schizo kind of in this movie. He's not really a hero. In fact, he has a chance early on in the movie to actually save this lady from being robbed at kind of a 7-Eleven type store. And he's in there, and he just kind of looks the other way and doesn't do it. So we know he's not really motivated to be do heroic things. By the end of the film, he does something heroic, but it's kind of minor. And by then, we really don't care. I thought it was quite a lot of violence, quite creepy, lots of language. We gave it a 2.
Oh, wow.
Great score. So might be the number one film, but wasn't number one for family friendliness.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you get a chance to see Free Solo?
I did.
You did get a chance. Okay, good. I want to hear about that.
I really like that film. Now, Free Solo is a documentary about a young man who became the first guy to climb El Capitan in Yosemite National Park without the use of any ropes. So he did it free. Free.
Yeah.
He soloed by himself, and he did it without the help of any pitons, ropes, climbing axes, all that stuff. He just climbed. It was quite an interesting movie.
What do you have to do in your mind? Looking at El Capitan and thinking you're going to, you know, free form this this mountain. I mean, this isn't some little hill or something. I mean, but just to do it just out of your own brute strength and your wits. Wow.
Yeah, and he didn't just, you know, go up there and say, first day I'm ever going to climb this thing will be when I do this free. I don't recommend this even to the best of climbers. It just
what happened? Like he got there and realized. Wait, right. hang on, just a second. My thought was just came to mind because I'm being a little brat here. But did he like get there and go, oh my God, didn't you bring the equipment? No, I thought you were supposed to bring the equipment.
He didn't. Well, then I'm just going to do it. No, he had done it many times with equipment, and the hardest parts of the climb he had done with equipment and rehearsed, and he knew when I get to this point, this hand has to go here and my foot needs to go there.
Wow.
And even though there's barely anything to put my foot on, what little bit I can put my foot there, and you know, so he practiced. So in fairness, he had done his homework.
Yes.
At the same time, I just think this is absolutely crazy.
I'm just thinking how much. What is your heart constantly in your throat over this deal?
Well, they say that's the thing about this guy is that he's got nerves of steel, and he just doesn't seem. Even in his private life, you could tell they show a little bit of that. You just don't sense the guy gets very excited about things, nor does he get very down about things. He's just kind of even keel, and what would scare the wits out of the average climber. And by the way, I've actually done some climbing, so I should probably admit that I had a little bit more interest mm-hmm. than probably the average Joe. But you know, this film did very well over the weekend. It was only, let's see, it came in at number 12. Mm-hmm. It was only in 41 theaters across all the United States of America, and yet it made over $500,000, which means that every time there was a showing, it averaged 13,000 plus per showing, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And even the showing that I saw, I didn't see a screening. I bought a ticket just like everybody else on Friday mm-hmm. and went to see the movie. And the showing.
Well, you were lucky to find a theater that was showing the deal with only 41
in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, wow.
And of course, we're a climbing area, so
yes.
I mean, you can
climb
rocks
sense.
In Colorado Springs and Boulder. Mm-hmm. The Flatirons are really known for it. But I haven't climbed since my 20s. I climbed in my 20s. I had a real scary experience, so I decided, you know, Lord, help me out through this. I think we'll give this this sport up.
Right.
At the same time, I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to be scared. I've been scared, very scared.
Well, yeah.
And, and so it was very interesting. Now, I don't think you have to be a climber to like this film. There was a teensy little bit of language. I should probably get that in.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this film was rated. I don't think it was. I think mm-hmm. this documentary was non-rated, but there was just a couple harsh profanities that show up. But otherwise, this was just a very interesting, incredibly well done.
Mm-hmm.
I found it more than fascinating, and I think whether you're a rock climber or just want to see someone do something, that's pretty fantastic. But, you know, God bless them. I just think that when you tempt fate like this, one of these days, and they actually, in this documentary gave a list of names, several people that had done some, who had died doing, you know, climbing feats. So it's just hardly a safe sport at all.
Without a doubt. I mentioned the Gosnell movie, had a chance to see it. What were your thoughts?
The Gosnell movie?
Yeah.
You know, I thought this is my thoughts. I thought the movie was going to be about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about abortion, per se. I mean, certainly the story is rooted in abortion, but I would say it's probably no more about abortion than, say, Greatest Showman is about circus elephants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, circus elephants play a role in the film. They're part of the, you know, the whole big top and under the circus thing, but it's not about circus elephants, and neither was this film about abortion. So going into the film, I thought we were going to see all sorts of gruesome and gory abortion photos and videos, and it was going to make me, even me, I was so pro-life,
mm-hmm.
That I was going to be squeamish, and they really throttled back. Now, there were a couple grotesque scenes, but they were autopsy scenes, not abortion scenes.
Right.
And it had to be, it follows the prosecution of Kermit Gosnell, and it follows the trial of Kermit Gosnell. So that's really the story, what it looks like, a man who was killing babies that were born alive by snipping the back of their necks, was going to make it scot-free and actually come out of the trial and get away with it. It was really about a trial that turned, and fortunately he was convicted of the crime. But the other part of the story that was, history has a habit of repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope this film, for those who see it, will be a great reminder that whatever we can do to keep history from repeating itself in this area, you know, God help us do that, because
exactly. It's
a horrific thing that happened in Philadelphia among poor women.
Well, in light of what we went through in the last 2 weeks, no doubt abortion was the linchpin of all of this stuff that happened with Judge Kavanaugh. I think that this, alongside the timing of this, I thank God that because it really pronounces the political pressure that is on the topic of abortion and how they chose to ignore what was going on in this clinic for so many years, and you know what happened, you know, to the less thans of the society there in that area, and how they were so gravely mistreated. This is Bill Martinez.
Friday, by the way, it's not out yet. Comes out Friday.
Thank you, Bob Waliszewski.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it.
cornerstone.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.